My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. And Mark, I guess my big question is, how far are you in the brackets of someone who might be doing the impression of Mitt Romney if he ends up being president?
Well, I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message. You know, it's hard to say. As you've seen our show, we've got, you know, physically every type. We've got people who look all kinds of different types. So I think it looks pretty good. You know, not as good as if Jeb Bush would have, been in the mix, because apparently I'm a dead ringer for him when all the old ladies come up from Florida. They all like to flirt with me a lot.
Well, you know, I'm sure we're right on the brink of another Bush being elected president in this country, so I'm sure you have nothing to worry about. But, of course, we're just now a week and a half away from Election Day. It looks to be a very tight race, and, of course, both candidates are doing their best to explain sort of what they would do, but more importantly, trying to scare the dickens out of everybody about what the other person would do if they're in there for another 4 years. Mitt Romney, according to Obama, would be all about the rich, and, of course, according to Mitt Romney, Barack Obama would give us 4 more years of whatever we're at now, $5-6 trillion in debt thanks to stimulus packages, Obamacare, and all this other stuff. So,
yeah, right. spend us out of debt. You know, that always works, doesn't it? Yes. It works for you and me at home, at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just put it on another credit card. So, but the Capitol Steps, you know, you were all over this issue the first time it came around when the Democrats had control of the White House and Congress in those first 2 years of the Obama administration, and you kind of encapsulate their approach to the economic woes of the time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And as you know, I've been asked not to speak to the public. So here I am. Former Vice President Dick Cheney was going around telling people that in order to get sensitive information from someone, they need to be tortured. Well, I am here tonight as living proof that you can get sensitive information from someone for absolutely no reason whatsoever. A little while ago, the Democrats passed a stimulus package that was based on the great ideas of Franklin Roosevelt, who came up with a public works program after appearing on TV with Abe Lincoln. Now, this is not some wild deviation from what the Democrats have wanted to do all along, and just to prove that I'm a team player, I've invited some friends here this afternoon to help me out. Please welcome House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Nancy's been into the mushrooms again. All right. And also, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. God help us. All right. And they're going to lend their charismatic personalities to a little song that I've worked up here. Because the President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed the stimulating package to get us back on track. And now we're gonna return the spenders. Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
Special earmarks we won't touch. They say we started swine flu 'cause we like pork so much. To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction, from Rush Limbaugh's thighs. And now we're gonna
return the spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we're gonna spend till we get a trillion more in debt, but just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5, 7, 10, 12 years.
And now we're gonna return the splendor with this brand new spending push. And if it fails, we'll just keep blaming all our problems on George Bush.
Oh, Mark, if it had only been an extra trillion.
Yeah, no kidding. Isn't it funny how some things change and yet the sentiments remain the same?
Yeah, you definitely nailed the gist of it. So so you guys excited about this? Are you sad it's coming to an end? I mean, it just seems like this whole process just started.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. It just, you know, for the last 18 months or so, we've just been wringing our hands wanting this to end. No, it's, you know, it's well, we're glad that it tightened up. You know, for a while, nobody really thought it was even going to be a horse race. And, you know, I think the pundits are basically saying that it's going to come down to two states, the state of Ohio and the state of confusion. They're going to decide this thing.
I love how in close elections, you have these expert pundits come on and say, you know, this is probably going to come down to turnout. Well, of course it's going to come down to
turnout. And all these pollsters, you know, we get all these polls, and then they reveal, you know, they had about a 9% response rate.
Right.
You know, so, okay, so he trailed, you know, it's tied up among the 9% of people who are willing to take your phone call.
Yeah. The inventions of cell phones and caller ID, not good for pollsters.
Absolutely not.
Let's just say that right out front. Mark, enjoy the final stretch here. I hope you guys are buckling down for the Frankenstorm. Are you guys ready for that?
That could be kind of interesting. Well, you know, I had a brilliant idea, actually, because, you know, obviously Frankenstorm, because it's coming around Halloween. Now, Frankenstein was afraid of fire. So if we would just set fire to the entire eastern seaboard, I'm pretty sure it would scare him away, right?
What could possibly go wrong with that plan?
Exactly. That's the kind of thinking that's going to get this government back on track.
Mark, good luck with that plan in your own neighborhood. I'm glad we're not that living that close to each other. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist from the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them. Buy their stuff at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.